Residents of Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge were asked to approve a $51 million renovation of the nearly 50-year-old Monument Mountain Regional High School. For the project to move forward, each town had to independently approve excluding the cost from the levy limit under Proposition 2.5. With 2,800 ballots cast, that measure failed by more than 600 votes in Great Barrington, where most of the tax impact would be felt. Resident Patrick Fennell voted no.
Well, nobody's against renovating, and nobody's against education. We don't like to be pinned that way. But the truth of the matter is, there's a better way to do it, and they're not doing it.
Voters in Stockbridge and West Stockbridge approved the project and the levy override. Select boards in all three towns had given the project their blessing. The proposal was the scaled-back version of the $56 million renovation rejected by voters last year. The district also extended the payment plan from 20 to 25 years to limit the initial impact on taxpayers. Great Barrington taxpayers faced an additional $92 per $100,000 of assessed property value, down about $20 from the previous proposal. Again, Fennell.
As a contractor, I run into a lot of customers, and most of them are nervous about their taxes. When you're going up anywhere from $300 to $500. Plus, you got the sewer bill, the sewer project coming up. And don't forget, the school budget never goes down. Our budget goes up on average 2% to 3% every year. So it's a big, big issue.
Even with the changes, the district did not have to reapply with the Massachusetts School Building Authority. But Superintendent Peter Dillon says if the project were scaled back any further, the district would forfeit $23 million already approved and have to submit a new application.
So I think last year they got 200 applications and they approved 13 of them. So that's just exactly 6.5%. So it's a highly competitive process. There are lots of schools in need, and we're very fortunate that they saw us as one that they want to help support.
With 90 windows, 49 exterior doors, and outdated flooring, roofs, heating, and plumbing, the repair-only option totaled nearly $39 million, with only $5 million coming from the MSBA. The $51 million renovation was meant to fix those issues while enhancing security and adding a science wing. While he doesn't want to speak for the entire school committee, Vice Chair Rich Bradway says it will be prudent to meet with project leaders and community members and go back to the drawing board.
We obviously want to try to do this in such a way that's obviously not going to have as big an impact on taxpayers, but at the same time, we don't want to do this so that it's we're repairing things in perpetuity. Because we need to be aware and conscious of the fact that there are kids in the school now trying to get an education.
Also at issue is whether a major renovation is needed in an area with declining enrollment. State projections have enrollment leveling off at 570 students at Monument Mountain in 2024, down from about 650 in the 1990s. Also, approximately 135 students choice into the high school from other districts, which generates annual revenue of $675,000. Overall, choice-in students bring more than $1 million into the district across the elementary, middle, and high schools, but those families do not pay district taxes. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.